St. Pete City Council members won't decide whether to approve $1.5 million for the new St. Pete Pier for another 2 weeks. Council members voted 5-3 today in favor of putting the decision off until city staff can give board members a better idea of how that money is being spent. The city's head architect, Raul Quintana, had asked the city to greenlight the next design phase so that the project could stay on schedule.
We're expecting the completion of design through the end of this year, with design development taking about 4 to 5 months to complete, coming back in August and presenting that, August or September, presenting that to you, and then authorization to proceed to finish the documents by the end of the year. The environmental permitting we anticipate having completed, again, by the late summer, which would allow us to continue with the demolition in the September timeframe, August-September timeframe, and then the final permitting we'll have with the city and the local agencies. So the whole anticipation here is that we will be able to start the construction of the new pier right around the first quarter of 2014, allowing for the demolition. And it's a 17-month construction, so by the middle of 2015, we believe that we're still on target for that.
The lens design, chosen to replace the current pier, has been criticized by thousands of St. Pete residents for a host of reasons. One group claims they have gathered enough petition signatures to let voters decide whether to build the new pier. Even though the signatures haven't been verified by the Supervisor of Elections office, city council members have been cautioned about spending any more money until they know for sure the construction will happen. City Council member Jim Kennedy moved to postpone the decision for 2 weeks.
I want to make sure that my questions are not misinterpreted or aligned with a pause button. But I'd like to have a better feeling along those lines, with being able to have that presented and being able to analyze it and discuss it with staff so that we understand that.
St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster told Kennedy that city staff could get him a breakdown of how money would be spent to give some extra peace of mind, but he also warned council that he's operating as if there won't be a referendum until the signatures lens critics claim they have are verified. That didn't sit well with city council member Charlie Gerdes, who supported the motion to postpone approving the funds.
That's going to happen. It is a certainty. I can't, because I think it's the wrong thing to do, vote to spend money in the face of an election. I think the right thing to do now in the face of an election is to turn our efforts to education, and I plan to have at least two town hall meetings on the west side to do just that.
$50 million has been allocated to build a new pier to replace the inverted pyramid and roadway approach that is falling apart. So far, the city has already spent more than $2 million of that. Opponents of the lens have argued there were too many structural and design problems to proceed. The project manager of the design team, Tim Williams, said those problems have been addressed.
The pier itself, again, as I said, in the raising sea level, we've raised it. I think it's about 24 inches, both to keep it out of the wave forces and also to keep it above the rising, anticipated rising tide.
Architects and engineers working on the design had more than a dozen studies done to make sure there weren't any more hiccups. They had teams look at things like sea level rise, wind and wave effects, and structural integrity. The findings prompted changes to the width of both overwater pathways to accommodate emergency vehicles, as well as adding more space for things like restaurants and seating. Williams said the team also changed the marina from an oval shape to a circle.
This helped us kind of standardize the sections. It also allows, and by standardize, it also allowed us to widen those sections. Now we're at 13 feet on the east side and 15 feet on the west side. So it's increased the fishing, area.
Changes also include increasing the size of the shade canopy by 5%. The current pier is set to close at the end of this month. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.